The chaos that's engulfed Libya in the last few weeks has sent ripple effects throughout the society. And one unexpected group has been called up to fill gaps that no one could have anticipated.
No, from the scout Benghazi.
You're not a doctor.
Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of Libya. Around 3,500 here in the town of Benghazi are organized and able, and find themselves called upon to take on tasks that many would expect of the state, or at least more professional, trained volunteers. But the state is all but gone in rebel-controlled Libya. Its offices just burnt out shells. For 42 years, the Gaddafi government set things up so that it was the only game in town when it came to social services and running the country. As opposition spokesman Mustafa Gariani puts it, that left a troubling gap.
The regime really did not invest any time or money in building these institutions. Basically, the regime ran this country like a company. And he puts a head on each department. And that particular head has one interest: line up his pockets. And then when the revolution came, those guys disappeared. And we found out that there is no system. It's just a big vacuum.
Also compounding the problem is that so many of those who should be doing these jobs came from neighboring countries. Libya's population is sparse, and outside workers were needed. And they were the first to flee when the fighting started. So whether it's working in the bloody mayhem of a hospital or directing traffic because no one trusts anyone in a government uniform, in many cases it's now scouts who are sorting out the international medical aid that's flooded in. These young boys and men in uniforms recognizable around the world are no longer just a youth organization. They're helping to keep order, a job perhaps well beyond their tender years. The man who heads the scouts in Benghazi, Abdul Rahman, now finds himself leading an organization which is no longer about keeping kids on the straight and narrow, but instead about mobilizing them to help. The moment has filled him with pride over what his young charges can do.
Because of God and for myself, it adds to my pride being enrolled at the scout movement. And as an international movement, we offer a service to my country. With my experience and as a history of the movement, we give activities that have a good response, and they praise the scouts and give us self-satisfaction.
Every day, the scouts, who range in age from 7 to 18, meet to learn vital skills that can be used to help the people of their city, including first aid and organizational skills. It's no longer just about getting a merit badge. With the fighting showing no sign of slowing down anytime soon, it appears that what now seems like playtime could soon be all too real for these young boys in uniform. The Boy Scouts of Benghazi. Phil Itner, VOA News, Benghazi, Libya.